Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Taos in Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are positively into a cup of soup or bowl week. A lot of guests this week. Joe Flacco is going to be here. Mike Nolan, some NFL coaches. Jamal Lewis got the big Verizon event going on down at the stadium. My wife, who is a longtime Verizon employee, thank you for Verizon for keeping us fed. All these years. We're going to be doing that event on Sunday. In the meantime, each and every day, noon until 5, we're going to be out in the community. Our friends in the Maryland Lottery have given me the Magic 8 Ball, and I am rubbing the Magic 8 Ball. We're going to be giving these away all week long. We're at Costas Monday. We are at Fadley's Tuesday. We are at Coco's Wednesday. We are at State Fair on Thursday, and we'll be at Cooper's North in Timonium Mace Chapel on Friday. I don't even know where to begin with this. This guy is a big benefactor for the Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. He's been our partner in crime for a long time. I'm wearing the Raskin Global shirt. I got to get a new red one where it shows better on the internet. But we're helping the folks of St. Helena this week in Soup for the Soul in Dundalk. We're doing Ann's Toy Closet. We're learning about my friend Trish Woodward's coming over with Camp Opportunity. Kevin Moody is coming back again with his partner about kids on the street and doing great things in the community. They're two city cops. American Cancer Society, Hope Lodge. My girl Megan McCorkle, Queen of Awesomeness, is moving on to Live Baltimore. She's going to be joining us this week. So all week long, John Hoey from The Y is going to be here. TJ Humphreys, who was the big Raven scratch-off winner last year, who helps people in recovery. Rasig is even going to be stopping by. I've got STEM teachers from Mervo coming by. Coco's on Wednesday. Caitlin Kirby, the lovely Caitlin Kirby, who runs Catonsville Assistance over in Catonsville, is going to be joining us at State Fair. Kate Paris from Accelerant, who helps out with a Visionary of the Year and LLS. Cassie Grady from Crohn's is going to be here. She does a Crohn's awareness on Thursday. Monique Spagnola, Rachel and Shira are going to come by and do some comedy on Friday. They've sworn they have a comedy act. I'm going to try to get in on that. Kate Bell from Reed's Rescue doing a dog rescue at Cooper's. And then Terry Beck, who manages Cooper, who's a leukemia lymphoma survivor as well. And then there's this guy, Leonard Raskin. That's just all I know about so far. I'm booking more stuff, Leonard.
Busy. Busy week.
You and I get together, full disclosure, on Monday mornings. Luke and I got together. I'm not doing a lot of Monday morning. I've done a lot of work this week, sort of my regular. Joe Flacco's on. Did I mention that? Joe Flacco's here this week, so I forgot to tell you that. This situation with Justin Tucker, I mean, we can talk about the Pro Bowl. I know you want to. We can talk about the big NBA trade because I know you're into that.
Yes.
We can talk about Ovechkin, what's he, 19, 18, whatever the number is. The Tucker thing, as it comes to you, give me the story you know and be really honest if you heard rumors because I never did. I was, full disclosure, at Pizza John's with one of my favorite human beings in the world, Jennifer Marsh. People don't know this. She's like a blood sister. She ran the city paper for a million years. Max Weiss. I mean, all the city paper connections you would know. She does real estate now. She's a beautiful human. I love her. We're having pizza, but she's an old news head. I mean, she's a serious news head. She literally got up to pee and rinse her hands and left me at the table alone eating a pizza and a cheesesteak and like what French fries and gravy, which she thought was awesome, which you know is awesome.
It is.
And I get the text and I get the here we go with the Justin Tucker thing. So this is 1:45 on Thursday afternoon. And from that minute forward, my mind is racing on this, that. And then we're out on the internet. And the second story comes Saturday. I know the journalist involved with this. And I'll tell you what. And this is where I'll get sideways with you or anybody that wants to get sideways with me on this. The sending a statement out and calling good journalism, tabloid journalism, I could curse, but I would say that manure will not fly with me because I know good journalism and I know good sourcing and I know good journalists. And this is not the Raspberry crew doing blogger journalism from Australia on the internet. These are people and citizens on the street who heard a story, investigated a story, and this is a story. This is a story. I don't know where the end is, but where are you? How are you? And I'm sorry.
I'm good.
We're not talking about, free agency or something like that.
Right.
You know?
I'm good. It's a fine day in the city. It's supposed to get to 50 something. I like that. And as far as Mr. Tucker's concerned, I got to tell you, I've known Justin for years. We talked about it when he was having some kicking woes. I hate to think that perhaps there were some questions earlier in the season that he was that were put to him, and maybe that was the yips that were happening. I don't know. I have no insight whatsoever other than what I read. I find it stunning.
Did you read the banner pieces?
I did. I didn't have the access and the paywall. I tried to read
No,
it, and
the paywall's down. You can go read it.
I say I couldn't read it,
Yeah,
and
right.
I
Then you
could
read it.
read it.
Right, okay.
And it's if it's true, it's dreadful, it's tragic, it's horrible. I have no idea. Like I said, I've known Justin for years.
As have I mean, people know
And
that I know. We're pictured conversing on the internet. It's not AI. You know what I mean? And he never
I've got
turned me
pictures.
down for an interview or
I mean, I
any of
didn't interview
that.
the man. I wasn't best friends with him. I was blown away years ago when he proposed to his then girlfriend. At the way he did it, I thought it was magnificent and magical and all of that. And it's just crazy. It's crazy. That's all I can say. I don't have any deep thoughts on the matter, other than. If it's true, it's dreadful. And I say if, because I don't know. I wasn't there. I understand the reporters have sources. I always wonder,
I
and I
mean, the
guess.
damning part for me is if, and I keep thinking of the situation. He's in Canton. It wouldn't matter if it's him. It doesn't matter that it's Justin Tucker. It could
Correct.
be Leonard Raskin or Nestor. And by the way, I had a wonderful massage last night. My massage therapist, S, who's been my massage therapist for 20 years, actually came to me on a. Through a Ravens player 2 decades ago, long before Justin Tucker came along. And actually, she didn't come to me that way. I met her and she's been my massage therapist. But I've had massage, and I've said this to Luke, and Luke's never had a massage. He, it,
Oh
you know,
my
men
God,
just, it,
I've had my share.
okay,
I need
so,
more. I need more than I've had.
right. I mean, like, so for those of us
Doesn't.
who have had black, white, male, female on this continent, on other continents, at
Exactly.
$50 an hour, 40 in some countries, 25 in others, 150
Exactly.
200 in Vegas, like
Exactly.
whatever, you hit the palms, you know, had an
Wherever it
Asian
is,
woman
however
jump
much
on
it
my back
was.
and elbow me. He looked like Ken from the Ken and Barbie. Like I'm non-denominational. My dear friend Jeff, who gives massage above Elliott Chiropractic, he is a phenomenal human being, a phenomenal therapist. As the legal counsel said, the lawyer in the piece, these are trained professionals.
Yes.
Like, so, and you know, I even told a joke last week about knocking on the door of the place that has the bike out in front that's not a professional massage place. And I think most dudes know the difference, right? So I'm thinking to myself, if I am a 24-year-old, 28, 32, whatever it is, right? Young lady. And I have a celebrity person coming into the place, any celebrity, it just doesn't matter. Pick anybody you want of any walk of life. And
Autocrat, perhaps.
not even like that, but like you make all the jokes you want. I'll even tell you the
Go
story about the
ahead.
place in San Francisco. So I would say this, if you're a person that works in a legitimate place,
You gotta be doubly careful.
and there is a celebrity coming in, and the boss set this up and said, look, this is, we have celebrity X, doesn't matter who it is, and the door shuts, and that person is in there and does anything untoward. Doesn't, I mean, like just whatever. And you say no, and they say, come on, and it becomes a joke, and it becomes like, hey. You know, and I told Luke this story. I had a massage for the first time in my life. I had a massage where there was a sign up. This is not the first time I've had a massage in Chinatown, legitimately. Make all the jokes you want, but when I go to New York, sometimes I walk to Chinatown, get a massage and eat dumplings and walk back, right? So foot massage, like all sorts. But I know a legitimate place, and I've been in this place half dozen times, once a year, last 5, 6 years. I found that it's 4.8 stars, 12,000 reviews on, you know, like great place, right? It more inexpensive than you think in New York, and more inexpensive than getting body work done here. And I told Luke this. I've had a million massages everywhere. It's the first time I'd ever seen this. This happened The day after Donald Trump got elected. So 7 weeks ago, 8 weeks, whenever, November,
Okay.
I was in New York. I was in New York on that Wednesday, and I went in, newish kind of place, and I was upstairs, and in these places, they're more stally. They're not like rooms, right?
Sure.
So I looked on the wall as I was like taking off my clothes to get on the thing, and the music's playing, and it says, "No hanky panky." Literally, it was a sign
That's funny.
that said no hanky panky. Like
Right.
literally it said that. And I
Right.
thought, well, it's New York. Maybe somebody's being a douchebag. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, but it ain't gonna be me today or any day ever because it's not that kind of place, right?
I'm with you.
So I'm thinking to myself, how many times a day does somebody pull some ish with one of these? They're all Chinese, they kill
Yeah.
you, they're awesome, it's phenomenal. I highly recommend.
Yeah.
I'll tell you if you email me and I'll tell you where to go when you're in New York, Chinatown. I'll also tell you where you can get the best dumplings in the world, Supreme, around the corner of Mott Street, too, for $4.50 and a delicious Sheng Shou to go with it. But I'll say
This
this.
is it's a
It,
bad
w
deal.
if you're a girl and this happens, Leonard, and you say whatever and you then say thank you and you don't participate and roll the guy over and say, get out of here. You know, fine. Now you go to your boss and you say, I don't care if that's Bill Cosby or, you know, or Mr. Rogers, doesn't matter who it is. Like, that's inappropriate. And I don't know that what he did, I can call the police about, but it wasn't professional. And I don't know to call his boss, his mother, his wife. What should we do? Now, the owner of the salon just had the celebrity in, doesn't want to rock the boat, but let's say the celebrity's the kicker for the Ravens, has $65 million in the bank, like on and on and on and on. Now, what do you do? What are you
I have
doing?
no
It's
idea.
2014 or
No
15.
idea.
What does the girl do? Go home to her father, her mother, her sister, her boyfriend, her best friend, her BFF, her dog, or cat, and say, that wasn't cool. And that MF-er got away with it. And because he's what? And you know what? I just got to pound sand and watch him kick, perform, sing, tell comedy, whatever. You know, my wife was approached by Bill Cosby in a coffee shop at the at the Harbor Court when we lived there. And like my wife saw him talk, flirting with everybody. Hey, do you want to come up and have some coffee in my room? Could have happened. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
no.
Now, what would my, you know, what? That happened a lot apparently with Bill Cosby. A lot.
Apparently. Apparently.
Went on for a lifetime.
Yeah.
So I'm just
I get
saying,
it.
like, I'm not damning Justin Tucker. What I'm saying is, for all participants here, for anybody to say these are women doing this, scamming for that, all of that other nonsense that I'm seeing out there, put yourself in the position, put the cook in the
It's a
kitchen,
bad
and say,
day.
what do you do if
It's a
you own
bad
a
day.
salon? And it doesn't have to be Justin Tucker. It could be Citizen X. What
Yep.
happens when Leonard pulls that ish?
It's a bad day. I don't know.
I
I
think
don't
they
know what
call the
she
cops.
does.
I
Yeah,
think
I
they call the
guess.
cops on
I
me, I
guess.
think.
I think so. I think that would happen absolutely. And so it becomes a question of did anyone? Has anyone? Where does this go? It ain't pretty. There ain't nothing about it pretty. True, false, other. Nothing good about it. Nothing good at all. I don't have anything else I can add. I mean, I'm not a cop, I'm not a DA, not an agent. I don't know what the Ravens do. It puts them in a hell of a spot.
Well, that's what Luke and I talked about. Like, what's their first move on the backside of Ray Rice, where they brought
Yeah.
him out with a cell phone and his wife, and
Milford Mill
she nodded
Junior
that it never
varsity
happened.
coach. Right. Right. With the video there. I have no idea. I have no
And I
idea.
said to Luke, I mean, I always, full disclosure, and I haven't said this out loud, I liked Ray Rice as a person more
Yeah.
than I've liked Justin Tucker over 12 years, where if I were to invite, before either one of their incidents, okay, if I were to invite one of them couples, and I know their wives, I know
Sure.
them, out
Sure.
to dinner, I would have a lot more in common
Yeah.
to have dinner with the Ray Rice I knew in 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, who I don't want to say I admired Ray Rice, but I promise you, I went over, this is, and you know, I don't lie about anything. I went over to Kevin Byrne several times, several, three, four times,
Yep.
and after a Ray Rice scrum and or even podium, during podium at one point, I think I went over to Kevin and said, "That kid's really, I'm proud of that kid. That's a good, you know, this kid's got all that stuff that we talked about, Mark Andrews, and I talked to Joe Flacco, which is the accountability, like all of that. I haven't spoken to Ray Rice since the punch in the elevator. Like I've seen him one time at a Torrey Smith charity thing, but I haven't spoken to Ray Rice. If Ray wants to come on and sit here and talk to me about whatever life's things have been, but if Ray wanted me to pimp for him and say it's cool that he's a coach, he should A, be doing that with every media member or everything, because I'm thinking, would I let my kid play football for him? At how I'd have to have a long talk with him before I'd let my kid play football for him, and that would not be knowing him, and I know him, you know, and I always liked Ray Rice,
Got it.
always liked Ray
I'm with
Rice.
you.
Justin Tucker, I don't have any reason to dislike him, but he's not my cup of tea as a, like my wife and I would go to dinner with them or something. Like he didn't like me enough, but that's more modern era Chad Steele stuff of what they're told about me versus the day after the scandal, I'm the one here taking phone calls or on the internet with people, what do you know? I honest to God, Leonard, the minute it happened, I went internet, I came home, brought my wife some pizza from Pizza John's, and I'm out. Luke and I did a piece later in the day. And it's astonishing to me how many people in my inner circle texted me, and not people I have that have credibility in my life. People have been in my life a quarter of a century or more. They texted me and said, "I heard about stuff like this. This was not a. This was a. The Kevin Costner lights went out nonsense."
You know, secret.
It never got to my desk. Like in maybe it's because I'm not in the sports radio business. And one of the girls said she called a journalist. Maybe she considers one of the bartenders over at 105.7 a journalist, but she, like and was sort of rebuffed to some degree. It wasn't me. I just want to make that clear that like if somebody had called me about it, I went to Eric DaCosta all the time, which is one of the reasons they threw me out and saying, "Dude, you know your football player showed up drunk for my show last week, right?" And like I'm not the journalist going on the air the day after, but this stuff happened. You know what I mean? And I would go to them, and the answer I would get was always, "They're football players. You know, I mean, they're football players. Yeah, what can I do? You know, they're not choir boys." And I'm like, that's becoming not a good enough answer for Sashi Brown, who has me banned from smart CEO, not smart CEO related events around town. That like these people aren't accountable, and that's a global problem for their industry, for Dan Snyder, and everything bad that ever happens in their industry. It happens because no one hears, no speaky, no see, until like this
So it's
happens.
too late.
How many people out there could have been blind to this when there are dozens of people in my world on my Facebook page inboxing me saying, "This is the worst kept secret in town." And I'm like, well, it's a secret I didn't know about for
I
sure.
didn't never heard a thing. Never heard a thing. Like I said, known him. Don't know him. Haven't had him at my home for dinner. But bad news. Bad news in
In the
a off
meantime,
season of bad news.
I've eaten a lot of Royal Farms chicken, and I just want to point out that I make a great spokesperson for, right? I mean, come on, Leonard. I've eaten a
I'm
lot of Royal
with you.
Farms chicken. You must
I
know
hear you.
that.
I do my share as well.
I know you
I
do.
do
Leonard
my
Mackin.
share
Now, we
as
don't want to talk
well.
about this, so what do you want to talk
No,
about?
I don't know anything about it to add or detract from the story. That's all I'm going to say. It's not that I don't want to talk about it. I got nothing to give, nothing to take. If I
Can I
had
give you
something,
something for this?
yeah,
Because you're going to go into a lot of
sure.
rooms and to people, you're Baltimore, you're football, out of town, you
Sure, sure,
manage
sure,
Hartford people.
sure.
Do me a really big favor, and I don't want to throw anybody under the bus,
No,
but
go ahead.
I had a dear, dear friend who I wound up buying some drinks for that I love that I bumped into at the Beaumont the other night. And he is, of all the humans in my personal life, like you with my money, he's an internal guy in my top 20 of all time, maybe top 10, all time favorite people. And he's literally one of the five smartest people I know of any walk in life. And he was in for dinner in a with a group of people, and only one of the four people had read the story. The first story, not the second one, because I think no. This was Friday night. So I don't know what, either way, it was six and then nine, right? By the time people listen to this, I hope it's still nine, but I don't, you know, I mean, there's reporting going on, right? And I know all the reporters, and that's what really pisses me off, where the lead to me was, this is tabloid journalism and shaming reporters. That's some bullshit. Like, I ain't having that. So I am now speaking up in this party for people that respect me, and it was a great. I mean, I love these people, right? I know two of them, didn't know the other two, but only one of the four had read the story, and they was conversant. They were talking to me, I was talking to them. We're all
Right,
talking about it, and
right.
I'm like, you really need to read the story. And I pulled my
Absolutely.
friends up kindly and I said, look, I love you, and you're one of the smartest, most awesome people I know. You shouldn't speak of
Pontificate
this. You shouldn't speak of this until
until
you
you've
go
read.
behind the paywall and read it. And
Yeah.
I'll say this for journalism, and you're vested in my business. You're spot. Leonard
Yeah.
Raskin is here, Raskin Global. This is part of my journalism and part of a business model and part of the greater media landscape. As your guy runs the country and throws NBC out in the street, out of the media room, right? Gives him the old Chad Steele. So, for me, with the media side of this and the reporting side of this, and what creates a story, and what is credibility, and what is good reporting, I know Chris Corman. I can't pretend I don't. He was on the show at Amici's 3 weeks, 4 weeks
Sure,
ago,
sure.
and I don't say I'm friends. I've never dined with him and his wife. I don't know them like that. I know him professionally from starting up a newspaper that Justin Tucker called it a newspaper, and they've never printed anything. I thought that was funny. They're a news organization that
Yeah.
has been birthed from the death of Ted Venatoulis and money and Stuart Baynham's money to try to continue journalism that has brought down dirty cops in our city, dirty mayors, two of them in our city, that Justin Fenton has been a part of that. And if Justin Fenton is at a barber shop in Timonium getting his hair cut, and somebody says to him, dude, I know, and he would say, will she talk? And they'll like, mate, but this really happened, Justin. What I did on Thursday was said to the banner people, look, if you want to put the reporters on to tell the story of the reporting, that's where I am. That's where the credibility lies, is where did you come up with this? Give me a little reporting. This isn't 60 minutes. I'm not looking to break legal. I'm looking to have you tell the story of the reporting. And you know what? He said, I think we might do it ourselves. And they did. And Friday afternoon, there was a podcast with all of them, led by that young man that used to work for Peter Angelos, which, no offense, Paul, but come on. No, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, you're not a journalist yesterday and a PR man. It is what it is, right? So for me, they did a great job. And I went on Julie Sharper's Facebook page. We befriended each other for the first time last week, though we're first connected. So I'm in on it, because all the media gets together and just puts all this together. Like all
Yeah.
these girls who didn't know
In
each
the
other all got
cabal,
together,
in the
and all of these
cabal.
spa owners all got together with all their lawyers and had paperwork from 10 years ago, internal HR paperwork about this, and how they were all going to shut it down because it wasn't good for anybody. Like, that's really was the truth. That's really what happened. Like,
It's a
that's the
cabal. They
reporting,
all had it.
right?
They all had it.
So
I
you're
get it.
either denying that, or you're saying these journalists all concocted this and found these women who concocted this, and their lawyers, and these places where you've gotten massage and I've gotten massage around this city that are well thought of places that are getting swept up in this, let alone John Harbaugh and the massage therapists that have been working on every player out in the Ravens for the last 10 years. And if and when they brought it in-house, because maybe they knew something about this. And they would definitely lie having the best kicker on earth, because they lied for Ray Rice and they threw me out. And they do continue to do things like have CEO events around town where they ban me and look and smile the other way and cough, because it's okay, because they're the Ravens.
I
And their
hear
owner runs for me on a deck when I go up and to say ever
I
again, people.
hear you.
So, like,
This is bad. There's
this is
no
not
doubt.
good. This is
It's
not good.
bad. No, it's not good. It's bad. It's bad. And we'll see what comes, and we'll see what they say, and we'll see what they do. And we'll see if they take the easy road or the hard road and what the NFL has to say about it. And Super Bowl week is on, and I'm sure it will come up there.
All I would ask is my closing statement is my was my closing statement to my dearest friend at the Beaumont
Read
tonight.
the story.
Read the story.
Yeah.
Read the story, because, like, read the stories, right?
Yeah,
And
now.
follow it, and put yourself in every chair that your girl, who's going to have Ravens fans throwing rocks at your house if this thing ever goes to, you have to go sit. You're going to get the treatment that the Kavanaugh's Blasey Ford got forever. And that's where you sit to get nothing. in 2015 or 16 or 14 by saying so why now, why here? Because some reporter called
Somebody asked.
and asked and like all of that. So please go read it. That's all I'm asking for any citizen. And by the way, this is the journalism I was getting all this. You get me going because I am, as a journalist, I really burr up when people piss on journalists and try to take my credibility. Chad Steele has tried to take my credibility away after 33 years. It pisses me off that anybody would try to do that to Justin Fenton at this point in the game, right? So their podcast was interesting, but when I hit the banner people I knew, several of them, I'm like, gotta take that paywall down, dude. You got to, like,
You can't have
once
people
Tucker,
try to read it and not be able to read it.
put that statement out, I said, in an hour, 10 million people are going to have read his statement,
And not see
and
your story.
10,000 people are going to have access to your story.
That's right.
And that's the
Crazy.
truth of journalism right now.
Yes.
That if Donald Trump says it this minute, the whole world hears it.
Yep.
And if you say it, pick your channel, Fox News, MSNBC, pick any side you want. It's a smaller channel.
No doubt. No
Smaller
doubt.
channel.
No doubt.
Yeah. So Leonard Raskin is here. I'm trying to get people to understand the media that we're not the bad
Absolutely.
guys. We're the people
Absolutely.
who bring down dirty cops and bring down dirty running backs in this, like we know that happened. I
Yep.
don't know where this is, but
We'll find out.
yeah,
We will
and then
find
what the
out.
team's gonna do, right? I mean,
We'll
the
see.
team's gonna cut him and
Right.
move on and get a kicker and play football. That's what
We'll
the
find
team's gonna
out.
do.
Well, of course. What else are they going to do?
How's a hockey player doing? Is he gonna
Hockey
break?
player is going to break the record. Two more over the weekend. He's going to break the record. I don't know if it's going to be before the end of the season. Should be the pace he's going. It certainly should be. We will find out. And I watched. I didn't watch. Who am I kidding? I didn't watch the death of the NFL over the weekend. What in the heck is this Pro Bowl BS?
Well,
What a
what they're
bunch of
trying to do is get kids
nonsense!
playing flag football, is what they're
Yeah,
trying to
well,
do.
they should stop this charade that is anything.
Just
Because
have them sign autographs.
yeah, just do something. That was pathetic. I flipped it on a couple times just to see what was happening, and it was just pathetic and stupid. This is worse than it's the worst year it's been. I couldn't even watch 5 minutes of it. I didn't watch 5 minutes of it. I turned it off. I was watching hockey, and although your statement to the contrary, I was stunned at the Luka Doncic eyebrow trade in the NBA. Although I am not an NBA follower or fan, I do know the difference between said Luka Doncic and Anthony Davis, and was blown away by the fact that Dallas would send this player to the Lakers in exchange for, oh my goodness, what is going on there? And again, I don't follow it well enough to know. I heard enough people that do say this is the biggest trade in history, and the only thing I can relate to similarly was when Edmonton sent Wayne Gretzky to the Kings 100 years ago. My goodness, it didn't shake up a team, it shook up a country. And here we have Dallas sending a 25-year-old superstar. Okay, maybe he smokes, maybe he drinks, maybe he's a little fat. I don't know. He can shoot the ball.
He's like the Stan Stamenkovich of the NBA, and
But he
nobody
can,
outside of the world would get that reference, but you know what I'm talking
right?
about.
Yeah. And he can shoot the rock, and they get back the eyebrow to a team that was in the finals last year. And everybody that is in the know, and I'm not, but everybody that is in the know says, "What in the heck were you thinking? What is going on
It's a
here?"
people business, Leonard. It's a people business.
Yeah, clearly somebody in management was not interested in writing this man a check that he could have gotten, and then they would have had an answer to why they didn't give him the check, and then he might have moved on for less than what they got. But wow, that blockbuster blew up and was just astonishing. It would be like sending Gretzky to LA back in the day, and sure enough, Edmonton did that, and so So have the Dallas Mavs.
So I was on Sunday at Ray Bachman's fundraiser down at Cancun Cantina, a great band called Surreal. They were fan right up, classic rock. They were phenomenal. So I was there for, an hour and a half, 2 hours seeing Ray's friends. It was unbelievable outpouring. I said to Ray, I'm like, you got to hold a funeral without dying, and everybody gets a smile, and you're doing great, and everybody loves you, and it wants, it was a bit of a GoFundMe. We talk about things. People were taking good care of Ray. I mean, I parked in Pasadena and the thing was in Glen Burnie. It was crazy. But I'm in the back because that's who I am, and I don't like getting up on people with COVID and all that nonsense going on. And Ray's best friend, Derek, who's a wrestling, professional wrestling fan, baseball, football, all of that, rock and roll fan. We have a lot in common, that, especially now that we get older, into our 50s. He actually said to me, he showed me the picture of when the Stanley Cup was in my studio in 1998 when Ray first started working for me, and we brought it over to the Sheraton that day. We had the cup in studio. He had these pictures, and 27 years ago, right? And we started about Stanley Cup. He's like, "Hey man, Ovechkin's gonna break the record. You gotta get tickets. Like, it's gonna be in April. We gotta get to." And I'm like, "Dude, just go get two tickets for every game and sit on a dozen of them." And I'm thinking to myself, from a speculative standpoint, for you. And I said to him, he might break the record in Columbus. He's like, they'll sit him. I'm like, not if they're trying to make the playoffs. What do you think?
But
It's going to happen this
it's
year
going
if
to
Monty
happen.
stays healthy, right?
It's going to happen as long as he's healthy. It's going to happen this season. Can only hope it happens at home. Although, as you said, it's going to happen. And Gretzky and a gaggle of press, the likes of which we haven't seen in quite some time, of course, will all be there wherever he plays. And when he gets to under five, when he gets to under five, they're going to be at every game because he could pull off a hat trick on any given night. And they're going to be there tracking and traipsing. And the only thing that could stop him from hitting it this year, which I doubt, is the stress of hitting it. Short of that, he's going to knock that thing in, and it's going to be unbelievable. The greatest goal scorer in the history of hockey.
I don't tell the story about the Cup night much, the night we went to Vegas and Trotz, and I had Trotz change his phone number on me. I got to find an email on him. We lost, while I'm on this, because I didn't talk a lot about this last week, we lost Sean Simpson last Wednesday, and
Tragic.
Simmer, was my heart, man. He was like my first dude. Him and Steve Seftel, they both had mental health challenges, you know what I mean? And that seems to be sort of common to going back to the farm when you can't. I mean, Sean Simpson played on Team Canada. He was in the really famous game with the brawl with the Russians. Like, there was a nasty knock him down, beat him up in a place called Pyestany, P-I-E-S, Pyestany, I think Czech Republic, in the 80s. Bad, bad, nasty Cold War mid-80s brawl. McGillney, a whole bunch of players that played in the league later were involved in that brawl. Simmer was a Canada Cup. He wore the Canadian jersey. He was a serious second round draft pick, and he never played in the NHL. He never played in the game. He never made it. He made it to triple, and he was a he Jack Button loved him, and he made him a scout. And he went back to Ottawa and did my job, did sports radio, but had mental health challenges. So if I could just say anything to anybody out there as we begin Cup of Super Bowl week, probably should get somebody on from 988 to talk about this before the week's over, because it's happening too much in a lot of places. It happened to me last Wednesday, and I don't need to bring up Mike Flanagan or other people in my wake that I've had to talk about in that way. We talk about cancer and fighting for your life, and Ray and my wife and other Chuck Pagano coming back. All these Terry Beck's gonna you're gonna meet Terry Beck on Friday. He runs Cooper's North. He's every time we're in there, he has a sandwich of the month that's for his charity every month. One last month was should be on the menu. But people are doing good things all the time in the community, and trying to lift people who have struggles, and I think that's what this week's about for me.
Absolutely.
You do for Mount Washington Pediatric. Give me your thing, because I donated on behalf of our friends at Costas and Coco's. I had a couple of gift cards that I threw in your wife's bag. Talk about that a little bit, because you're going to come on Friday. I'm going to make you talk about that again Friday for Mount Washington,
We are about a
because you're
number
on
of
that 52
charities.
weeks a year. I mean, that's your thing.
Well, that's one of the charities that Kathy and I donate to, absolutely. And We are fortunate, we've had a good life. We've financially done okay. And it's important to me that we give to causes that we care about. That happens to be one of them. St. Joe's Hospital is another, and a number of other entities. But my position is there are people that are a hell of a lot less fortunate than us that need medical care and can't afford it. And our country helps, our state government helps, our local government helps, and that's just not enough altogether. I believe that charity would do a hell of a lot better job of it than the government ever could. Too much bureaucracy, too many layers of nonsense, and direct giving, I think, is a fantastic thing. We encourage the people that we advise about money to be charitable, to be philanthropic, to give to causes that they care about. And we are the lead sponsor of the Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital annual golf tournament. We have been for 5 years now. We help them raise a lot of money to help the kids whose parents can't pay to have the kind of care that they need and end up in rehabilitation at Mount Washington. And it's something that's near and dear to us, not because we had any need for it, thank goodness, but simply because it's a cause we care about
Well,
and
if you
we
just
care
think
about
about it, those
kids.
kids over there right this minute
That's right. Who?
battling, right this minute, you can drive down there instead of fighting with somebody on the internet or gossiping about Justin Tucker or
Yeah.
any of that.
Write a
There's
check
all
and
of these things. You can write a
give them
check,
some money.
you can give it time, you can be involved, you can buy a
That's
ticket
right.
for a fancy schmancy event to support and come out and play bingo and eat some good
Put your
food and meet
money
some
where your heart
celebrities. And
is. Put your money where your heart is and give to charity.
yeah,
And
I
we
mean,
do.
people do Giving Tuesday, and I ask a few people. I'm like, everybody does that. I'm doing Giving February, so we're doing
That's
a
right.
cup of Super Bowl. I'll see you on Friday, pal. All right. I mean,
Amen. Absolutely.
by Friday there will be no Pro Bowl. Last parting shot beyond hanky panky and things that I try to do to keep things light
No
around here and
hanky
make people laugh.
panky.
Yeah, no hanky panky. You got to remember that. Oh man, I lost my parting shot. See that? Oh, man, it was something comedic too, and I was going to drop the mic. Now I'm going to have to do it on Friday for you.
It
I
on
don't know what it
Friday.
is.
We'll do it on
Oh, man,
Friday.
it's terrible when you forget the punchline,
That's what
right?
happens when we get old, my friend.
Oh, something was happening. It had nothing to do with hanky panky either.
Thoughts
It didn't
just.
even have anything to do with Justin Tucker. It was like something else that was like funny about this week or like what was happening in my life. And I now, oh, you know what it is? Rachel and Shear are coming by for comedy on Friday, and I was trying to write some comedy before any of this other stuff happened. So I'm working on maybe a comedy night. So that's
Joke.
what?
A shtick, a comedy shtick, Look it up. It's Yiddish. It's okay.
Shtick.
Shtick.
Like a broomstick.
Not quite. Close enough.
Different kind of shtick.
A
He's
different
Leonard
shtick.
Raskin. I'm Nestor. He'll be here at Cooper's on Friday. He'll regret coming by. And by the time he comes by the time I get off the conversation, I'll remember the punchline. I'm
There we
Nestor on
go.
Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.